Okay, my name is Josh Black for the One Another Project in Trafalgar Square. It is the 26th of August 2009. Can I ask you to state your name, age, and where you're from, please?
Georgina Burke. I'm 17 from Harpenden in Hertfordshire.
Lovely. And how are you feeling today?
Good. I'm very well, thank you.
How are you thinking about going up on the plinth?
Slightly nervous, but I think I'll be more nervous when I'm up there, so I'm okay at the moment.
And how did you feel about going up there?
As in now?
Yes.
I'm a bit nervous, but I've got everything planned out, so it should be okay.
How did you hear about the project?
I actually heard about it from my mum. She put my name in for me, and the first thing I heard about it was when I got a place, so it was all quite exciting.
And how have you been since you found out?
It was quite a long time. The space between the time that I found out and the time that I was going on the plinth was quite long, so I kind of forgot about it until a couple of weeks ago when I realised that I had to get my act sorted and sort out what I was going to do up there. But, I mean, so it's not been too bad. The last couple of weeks have been a bit panicky, but okay.
What are you planning on doing up there?
I'm going to do a painting using oil bars, so to try and be quite quick, and it's going to be quite expressive and vibrant, so yeah.
So are you generally interested in art?
Yeah, it's what I want to do. I'm going to do a foundation course after I finish my A-levels, and then see what happens from there, but yeah, I'm definitely considering a career in art, so yeah.
So what A-levels are you currently studying for?
Well, art, English literature, economics, and I've just dropped German, so yeah.
And how are you finding the A-level experience?
The A-level experience, yeah, it's been great. Quite tough at times, but I'm getting through them. I've only got one more year left, so yeah, I'm getting through it. School is fun because I love being around my friends, and especially now in sick form you get a lot more independence. I'm kind of a geek in that I love all the subjects that I do, so I quite enjoy lessons as well. So school on the whole is good, yeah, apart from early mornings of course. But
and how does it differ being in sick form?
I guess it's the first time that you really consider what you're going to do for the rest of your life, and so you've got this independence and you get treated much more like an adult as well, so yeah.
You mentioned you're thinking of an art foundation course. What are you planning for the future?
Well, I'm hoping that will be discovered in an art foundation course. I mean, I've always been interested in art and always loved doing it, but it's just such a vast subject that I've never really specialised in anything, and you don't until A-levels. It's a very structured course and very much painting, especially in my school. So I really want to just try new things and see what else I can do, and that's one of the reasons why I thought this project was such a good idea, because it's just so different to anything that I've ever done before, and it's so original, and so it's really great to be involved in it.
So have you got any idea about where you want to apply?
Well, not really. I mean, I should have at this point in time, but I've still got to do my last look around, and because I think you have to apply to foundation courses a lot sooner than you do a usual university degree. But so I think I definitely want to study in London, that much I'm sure of, because it's such an alive city. I mean, and it's the centre point for art, really, in the UK. So it's the place to be. And I only live 20 minutes outside of London, so it's easy for me to get to. So I want to apply somewhere in London.
Are you familiar with London?
Yeah, I was born in London, actually, in North London, and we moved out, I think, when I was about 11, so there was quite a big chunk of my childhood was spent in the city. But it's such a busy place, and there's always things going on, and it's so easy for me to get to from where I live, so I come down to London quite a lot.
What do you do when you're here?
Well, apart from galleries, because there's so many more galleries to see here and exhibitions, I really enjoy seeing live music. So obviously there are so many bands, and this is the place where if you want to make it, you know, come to London. So it's great to come down and see all new bands and, have a good time.
What sort of music do you like then?
Quite a varied genre. Anything that will get me dancing, really. I love dancing and having a good time and just not really caring about anything else apart from the music and your friends around you and the atmosphere. I love it, and I love everything about live music and the connection that you have with the person on stage. It's just great fun. I love it.
Who would you say the best performer you've seen?
Oh God, that is a hard question. I guess one of my favourite gigs that I've ever been to was the Foo Fighters when they played Wembley Stadium, and Jimmy Page came on as well and did a set with them. And it's an amazing feeling being in a stadium with 90,000 people, being smack bang in the middle of it, and just the atmosphere is just incredible. I don't think you can get it anywhere else. So, yeah.
You mentioned that you moved out from London when you were 11. What mm-hmm. are the differences between, why did you move out?
Well, I think one of the main reasons was I was about to go into secondary school, and my parents weren't too keen on me going to private school or single sex schools. So, and the state schools around where we lived weren't good. So the best option for us was just to move out to somewhere where it was a bit quieter but still easily commutable for my parents, and somewhere where the schools were better. So I think that's a main reason we moved out. So.
And what are the differences in being
The differences are there's not a lot to do. So if I want to do anything, especially now that I'm older, I have to either come into London or go to St Albans. But and I guess it's quite a protected community. I feel like I'm in a bubble quite a lot of the time. So I guess that's the main differences to living in a smaller community than somewhere like London. But at the same time, you know everyone there, so there are pros and cons to living in a smaller town, so I guess you could say that.
When you say you live in a bubble, what do you mean by that? I mean, is that a good or a bad thing?
I consider it a very bad thing, because I love travelling, and I love meeting new people and experiencing new cultures and stuff, and I find it really frustrating to be in a town and just to see the same people over and over again, and it's quite because it's like a commuter town, the families are quite similar, like moving out of London, getting into good schools, so that it's quite you meet quite a lot of same type of people, if that's an okay thing to say, I don't know, but I prefer meeting a whole range of people. And so, yeah.
So your parents commute into London?
Yeah, yeah. My mum works in London. I don't think my dad does, actually. I'm not quite sure where he works. I think he works in Chesham. But it was just a lot easier for her, so.
What do your parents do for a living?
My mum, she owns a medical research company. And she loves that and finds it really interesting. And my dad works for Tesco, actually. And I have no idea what he does. I think he works in the IT side, especially internationally, like setting up computer systems, but I really don't know.
Do you have a good relationship with your parents?
Yeah, I do. Me and my dad are quite similar people, which actually means we clash quite a lot. But no, we get on fine, but my mum especially, I can pretty much talk to her about anything, so I really value our relationship.
Have you got any brothers and sisters?
Yeah, I've got one little brother, although he's not really so little anymore. He's 15, and he's at that point where he doesn't really have a lot to say about himself. He just kind of makes noises. But no, it's good. It's good to have someone there, like, that you can relate to and knows you better than anyone else. So that on that side, it's okay having a brother. Yeah.
You mentioned travel as well. Where have you had the chance to go to?
Well, I'm lucky in that my parents really like traveling as well and have can afford to travel. So we travel all over the world. For instance, we like going to really non-touristy places. So like a couple of weeks ago, we spent 2 weeks in Panama in Central America, which was amazing. So we've done Central America and Asia, the US, Europe. So yeah, we really enjoy traveling and I love that. So
is there anywhere else that you would like to go?
Actually, yes. I've always wanted to go to Tokyo. Yeah, because the thing is with the Asian countries that I've been to, their culture is just so, so different. Like a lot of the places, I don't know, in Europe and especially North America, you could be anywhere, you know, but when you go, like when I went to Hong Kong, it was just a different world and you really feel like you're somewhere else, which I really love. So I guess Japan I'd love to go and see. But yeah, I don't know, the rest of the world, I really want to go everywhere. So yeah.
What would you say are the important things in your life right now?
Right now, I guess one of the main things are my A-levels. They're kind of important at the moment, and my friends and family. But it's mainly just stepping stones to get to one place from another. So I'm considering very short-term stuff, like what's going to happen next year, and it's all quite fast and big decisions to make. But yeah.
Where would you see yourself in 10 years' time?
I actually was thinking about this the other day and I have no idea. A lot of people see me in an office, but I guess I can see myself in an office as well, which I'm not sure whether that depresses me or not. I don't know. I like the idea that I could do anything. I could be anywhere. I like that. So I try not to just visualize one place where I want to be and then have my heart set on it. I like it that I don't know where I'm going to be. So yeah.
When you registered, you had to describe yourself in 3 words on the website.
Yeah.
If you got the chance to flesh that out a bit, how would you describe yourself?
Okay, well, let me see. I think I said friendly and vivacious and curious. The main reason I picked vivacious is because I love that word more than anything. But I guess I would consider myself quite a bubbly personality, and especially friendly, because I love talking to people and finding out what they're about. So I love meeting new people. And curious because I spend a lot of my time wanting to find out about things. And yeah, I mean, I guess the main thing is that I love talking to people. Not necessarily microphones, but yeah.
Is there anything else that you would like to say?
Only that this is quite an unnatural thing for me to do. I hate being the centre of attention in front of lots of people. So from that point of view, I'm quite nervous about it. But other than that, no, I think I've said quite a lot.
What do you hope to achieve, if anything?
God, I'm not really set out to achieve anything. I mean, I know what I'm going to do, but it's just a completely different experience, really. Just represent who I am for the project, which is why I'm doing a painting, because I love art. But apart from that, I mean, I'm just one person out of 2,400, so I'm not trying to achieve anything. So.
Well, thank you very much.
Okay.